Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys like you coming in, maybe only having one move and having to learn how to counter that and out. How many moves do you have right now?
Right now, about one or two. Like Coach said, there's definitely some stuff that I'm going to be working on, especially with Justin Houston, D Ford, TK, those guys. I think they're already brought me up under their wing and already showing me different things. So it's about to be an exciting year.
How would you say the transition's going for you?
It's pretty good. Definitely transition dropping. But I put up with the pros and cons of it. I get to rush the passer. So,
yeah.
Hey, I flip my hips all day.
Coach Reed mentioned that you're one of the smarter young guys that he has. What do you think would make him say that, say calling you smart right away?
Probably my ability to pick up the defense. It's been a nice transition, like I said earlier, but definitely trying to hone in and learn a new position. So I want to make sure I know that new position, so I stay in my playbook.
You mentioned drops. Coach was talking about the first time that you have to drop into coverage. At any point, at any level, have you been asked to do pass coverage? Is this a brand new thing to you?
It's not brand new. I played middle linebacker in high school. Then I dropped some this past season at Ole Miss. So it's not brand new, but the volume of it is new, and the amount of times I have to drop is definitely new.
Is it also just in terms of responsibilities? Is that the hardest part, or is that the biggest thing for you?
Yeah, the responsibility part, definitely. You don't want to be the guy that gives up a big play. So, it's a big ordeal. Just want to make sure cover my guy, make sure I got my zone covered and whatever else they ask me to do.
With that said, did it change how you kind of prepared athletically? You feel like the last one, preparing to come to camp, to do more things out in space and run around? Just how did you kind of work through that, knowing you're going to get
those down there? Doing DB drills, doing stuff like that, working in sand, working quick feet type things. Definitely not a D lineman anymore, so got to make sure I stay light on my toes. So I definitely did some work this offseason preparing for that.
What excites you most in terms of trying to prove yourself and gain respect from your teammates?
What excites me the most?
Yeah.
Just that. Going out there, earning those guys' respect, earning those guys' comments, and being able to say, oh yeah, I want him on the field with me. That makes my day. That's great with me, knowing that veterans want to play with me. That's part of my drive also.
I know Chris Jones has mentioned you quite a bit when we've talked to him. Who have been the guys on the defense who've kind of been a sounding board for you as you prepare for this?
Definitely Chris, Justin Houston, D Ford, TK, basically the whole outside linebacker room, Frank, all those guys, Jarvis Jenkins, those guys, and Reggie, definitely Reggie. Oh. Reggie's been a big guy. Making sure that he takes me up under his wing and makes sure I know what I'm doing.
How do you sort of go about attacking, like we're talking about, developing more moves, learning also dropping the coverage? Is it one of those things where you have to sort of focus on one thing at a time, or is it, to keep it from being overwhelming when you're trying to do all these different things at the same time?
It's just whatever we're working on, I make sure I'm all the way locked in on it and making sure that I'm giving my best effort so I can build that muscle memory forward, and that way every day gets easier and easier, and before long I'll be doing it without knowing it.
You said all of these guys are taking you under their wings. What's the best piece of advice that you've gotten from some of them?
Best piece of advice had to be make sure you run for camp this offseason. That was probably the best advice, because I already know it's going to get pretty nasty out here pretty soon. So just preparing myself for that and getting ready for this training camp.
What was that running routine like? How much would you do a day to get ready for this?
I probably do about, I used to run a hill, about 20, 25 times. And then basically just do a quarter of the gassers, every day. I know you got the conditioning test coming up, so that's all I did. If I didn't do anything else, if I didn't work on quick feet, if I didn't work in the sand, and if I didn't do anything else that day I ran, I just want to make sure I'm in shape.
Feel like it paid off today?
Yeah, I definitely did. I wasn't tired. Just getting back acclimated to the playbook and stuff like that, but definitely was in shape.
All right, thanks guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.